local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning. It's 7.05 here on FM Talk 106.5. 73 degrees outside of the Mobile Mornings studios. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you as we reach the midpoint of the week. Sean Sullivan will be back very soon. Mm-hmm. On today's Mobile Mornings, per usual, we have staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. He's got the forecast, let you know what to expect for the rest of this week and what's going on out there in the tropics. Also, Kelly has our news headlines today. I've got sports coming up in just a little bit. Our news partners, WKRG, with some more local news. But we'll get it started this morning with Kane and traffic right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, everyone. From the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great ride coming in from Daphne, Spanish Ford across the Bayway and the Causeway. Once again, for now, Mobile Police Department, County, and State Troopers are clear. No delays from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, Pritchard to Saraland. Jubilee Roofing and Amy can trust David serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings, brought to you by Azalea Coffee Service, serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties. For a free month of coffee service, call Wayne, 675-9178. Tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Call 675-9178. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
7:09 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings. Hope you're having a good start to your Wednesday. As Kelly's mentioned, and we've talked about a little bit this week, we are on the final day of July, so school starting very, very soon.
And flipping your calendar, checking your smoke detectors or carbon monoxide detectors as well, and getting ready for school.
That's right. Now, are the kids in the Finley household, they're getting, I mean, they're getting older. They're getting close to the end of their...
Long in the tooth.
They're getting long in the tooth. Now, are they excited or are they kind of... looking wistfully back at summer right now?
Well, you know, they feel that summer went by quickly, and you know, we keep them working.
Yeah,
that's good. We don't believe in, if we're going to work, then you should be working as well. So, you know, we have various projects that they do, and they're very much into giving back to the community. Sometimes you may say they volunteer, some say they voluntold, but either way, they're excited. It's one of those, it's like a first day of new job.
Yeah.
You know, you want to know your way around, so we went the other day and practiced walking through. This will be as a blended family. I talk very openly about that, about the children I birthed mm-hmm. and my bonus son. This is the first time, though, they're going to all be at the same school.
Oh, awesome.
So we're very excited. One carpool lane.
Mm-hmm.
I won't know what to do with myself.
And now you got three of them there. You mess with one Finley, you mess with them all.
Oh, the word is already out. And but in the same breath, we're so thankful yeah. that so many love on them as our family, because that's what we are, our family.
Well, smart move by you and by you guys to get your kids out there working over mm-hmm. summer. My parents had me working during the summer, and it makes the kids want to go back to school.
Oh, my goodness,
If you just let the kids do whatever they want uh-huh. all summer, go to uh-huh. the swimming pool every day, go uh-huh. play golf, whatever, then when it comes time to go back to school, they don't want to go right. back because they've been having fun. But if you make them go to work, make them put in that 9 to 5 that they're yes. not used to, then yes. once it's time to get back to school, they're like, yes, 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 I'm ready to go back. It's easy there.
You know, my daughter, she had the funniest line ever. So she started her own babysitting service.
Awesome.
Right? And so she's made her money. And then the oldest, he has gone to culinary school.
Ooh.
Right? And so he's been cooking ever since. I get breakfast in
so
bed
cool.
on the weekends and dinner and all that good stuff. And then our third child, he's our boxer.
Mm.
And so, but the daughter was funny because she said, you know what, I'm going to wait forever to be a parent. This is tough because she's paying bills too. You make the money, you pay for your own things.
Wow. You've got him off on the right track,
we've
Kelly.
Done well.
And I'm going to try to replicate that parenting style
oh,
as mine gets older than
baby.
6 months old. I don't have her working yet, believe it or not.
What? You're too soft.
Yeah, she's not out there working. check out three big things, fmtalk1065.com. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson announces the company chosen for the redevelopment of the Mobile Civic Center. You know, we're going to discuss that a lot,
mm-hmm.
Like we've been discussing it here on FM Talk 1065. Also, a story on last night's debate, where a lot of people expected Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren to go at each other. Instead, it was, like Kelly said earlier, like they were a team, and the rest of the Democrats on stage kind of went after them last night. And in some international news, North Korea launched 2 more short-range ballistic missiles 5 days after a previous launch. Looks like we're not getting closer right now to a deal between the U.S. and North Korea. 7:12 right now, and it's time to check the news headlines for this Wednesday morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
And thank you very much, Dalton. It is 7:12 on your Wednesday morning. A senior alert has been posted by the Fairhope Police Department. They're hoping that someone has information on a 70-year-old missing man. This tweet going out at 5:06 p.m. Senior alert, please be on the lookout for Mr. Gary James. He was last seen on July 15th in the area of Linton Lane in Foley. We do not have a mode of transportation nor what he was wearing. If you come into contact with Mr. James, please call the Fairhope Police Department 251-943-4431. This morning, we're learning even more information about a deadly shooting at a Mississippi Walmart. 2 people were killed and a police officer wounded Tuesday morning in South Haven, Mississippi. If you're not familiar with that area, it's about 13 miles south of Memphis. The suspected shooter has been identified as Martez Abram. He's been charged with killing 2 former co-workers Tuesday morning at the store. Current employees say he was fired from his job 24 hours earlier. Wrap your head around that. So Abram was shot at the scene in South Haven. That police officer who responded was also shot. Shooting happened around 6:30 a.m. Local Memphis.com is reporting that the officer, thankfully, is doing well because that bullet hit his bulletproof vest. He's right now being treated. The condition of the suspect is not known. Police have not officially named the victims, but witnesses say the 2 men, the 2 victims, that is, worked at the store for a number of years, one of them being a 40-year-old father of 2. According to multiple media reports, one body was found inside the store and the other in the parking lot. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Kelly. 7:14 now on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, I got your sports news. Also, WKRG with news right here on FM Talk 106.5.
This information update brought to you by Johnny's Premier Boat and RVs. Johnny's has boats, RVs, and full-time parts and service. Johnny's Crew in Theodore has the boat and RV you need, always for a sweet deal. Johnny's Premier Boats and RV.
I'm Bill Riles. WKRG News 5. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson says the city will move forward with the remaining finalists to develop the Mobile Civic Center site. The Cordish companies from Baltimore will tackle the project. The announcement comes about a week after one of the remaining two finalists pulled themselves from consideration. News over the redevelopment of the Civic Center site has caused tension the past few weeks between the city and Mardi Gras organizations. Investigators are still trying to figure out who killed a man in 8 Mile. 21-year-old George Leverett III was found shot and killed on Indian Springs Drive Monday night. Authorities say he was found leaning out of a car. The Mobile County Sheriff's Department is investigating. The Florida Department of Transportation will hold another public meeting over the U.S. 90 Pedestrian Safety Improvement Project. Some of the suggested improvements include reducing the size of traffic lanes, along with adding crosswalks, new signals, and lighting. Construction is estimated at $7.5 million. The meeting is August 13th from 2 to 4 at the Fricker Community Center on F Street in Pensacola. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
It's the flashback sale at Mattress Firm. We're celebrating the year we were founded with a special price from 1986. A flashback price of $169 on a new Sleepy's Queen mattress. Plus, get up to $400 off throwback deals on beds. And Wednesday through Sunday, take home a free adjustable base with a purchase of just $599. But hurry in, these awesome blasts from the past savings won't last forever. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Restrictions apply, valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit mattressfirm.com/sale.
USA women's soccer head coach Jill Ellis steps down after winning back-to-back World Cups. The Atlanta Braves held on late to beat Washington, and Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green's injury worse than originally thought. It's 7:16 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In NFL news, Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green is expected to miss multiple regular season games after undergoing ankle surgery on Tuesday morning. Green was carted off the field on Saturday on the Bengals' first day of practice. Initial reports from Cincinnati were that Green had suffered a torn ligament in his left ankle and would only miss 6 to 8 weeks. Now head coach Zach Taylor says the injury was a little more extensive than the team first thought. Taylor did not provide a timetable, but he did say he expects Green to miss multiple regular season games. Tennessee Titans running back Derrick Henry and Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck are both currently sidelined while dealing with strained calf muscles. Henry, the former Alabama Heisman winner, will be out for 2 weeks and is currently in a walking boot. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports that the injury is not serious and the team is currently being cautious. Luck, who's also a Heisman winner, is expected to miss at least the next 2 practices and possibly longer. Luck says that he has been dealing with the left calf strain since spring practices in April, but he's currently not considering surgery. In soccer news, Jill Ellis, the U.S. Women's National Team head coach, announced yesterday that she is stepping down from her position. The news comes less than 1 month after Ellis guided Team USA to a second consecutive World Cup title. In a press release, U.S. Soccer said that Ellis will coach the national team through a 5-game victory tour before she officially steps away. As head coach of the national team, Ellis has won 8 tournaments, including those 2 World Cups, and has a record of 102 wins, 7 losses, and 18 draws. Now, U.S. Soccer will focus on hiring a general manager and a new head coach before the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. The Major League Baseball trade deadline is set for 3 p.m. this afternoon. Last night, a big one went down with a 3-team deal between the Cleveland Indians, Cincinnati Reds, and San Diego Padres. Cleveland traded right-handed pitcher Trevor Bauer to Cincinnati and will get outfielders Yasiel Puig and Franmil Reyes in return. The Indians and Padres will also receive several prospects in the deal. Before Puig was traded, he was a small part of an on-field brawl last night between the Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Pirates went on to win that game 11-4. In other games, the Atlanta Braves held on to defeat the Washington Nationals 11-8. Atlanta's Josh Donaldson hit a 3-run homer, and the Braves took an 11-1 lead before the Nationals scored 7 straight runs in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. Paul Goldschmidt homered for the 7th time in 8 games, and his St. Louis Cardinals beat the Chicago Cubs 2-1. Philadelphia beat San Francisco 4-2, and the LA Dodgers beat Colorado 9-4. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat Boston 6-5. Arizona got the win over the New York Yankees 4-2. Houston shut out Cleveland 2-0. And Toronto beat Kansas City 9-2. In minor league baseball, the Mobile Bay Bears lost to Mississippi last night 6-5. Bay Bears have now only won 1 game in their last 13. At least the food's cheap, though. Last night was Taco Tuesday at the Hank. Tonight, of course, Dollar Dog Wednesday. First pitch scheduled for six. Hey, they're leaving.
That's real.
We can say what we want.
Yes. Hey.
Bye-bye. True. But I still like going out to the baseball games. That's Dollar Dog Wednesday.
Food.
Can't beat that.
Yes.
First pitch tonight scheduled for 6:35. In the American Softball Association, we have a new champion. Last night, Team Mobile USA beat the Performance Lab 4-3, winning the title 1 year after falling in the 2018 championship game. Team Mobile USA had the best regular season record this year in the ASBA and beat the Performance Lab two nights in a row to win the championship. It's 7:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
This is Rhona McSharry from McSharry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Heard about the health benefits of CBD oil? Questions? Go to CannabamaCBD.com for answers. Plus, a full line of products from Alabama's very first CBD superstore, Cannabama. Changing lives one drop at a time. Buy locally from CannabamaCBD.com today.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are clear. We've had a great ride across the Bayway and the Causeway so far. Daphne and Spanish Fort, you're checking in with no delays. Airport, Dolphin, and Spring Hill at 65. Looking good so far this morning. But whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember, Pitsiton's Towing and Recovery, they're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-ME-TOWED and see them at Pitsiton'sTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
7:22 here on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. I'm Dalton Orwig. Right now it's time to check the headlines for this morning with Kelly Finley.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Giving you an update in case you missed it. There's a homicide investigation happening right now in the Port City. Mobile police have distributed the following information, saying that at approximately 6:30 p.m., Mobile police responded to the 500 block of Rickerby Street in reference to the report of one shot. Upon arrival, officers located a male victim suffering from multiple gunshot wounds and deceased on scene. It is still early in the investigation, and information is limited at this time. The investigation is ongoing. This happened in the 500 block of Rickerby Street in Mobile. Across the bay, a Baldwin County doctor has been indicted. Dr. James Henry Edwards III is 72 years of age of Fairhope. He's a psychiatrist. He's accused of writing illegal prescriptions. He did appear in court on Tuesday to be arraigned after being charged with drug distribution offenses. So he's been indicted, according to U.S. Attorney. Edwards was a practicing psychiatrist with offices in Opelika and Gulf Shores until his arrest on July 11th of this year. Edwards is charged with three counts of unlawfully distributing controlled substances by writing medically illegitimate prescriptions. That's actually the first time I've heard of that sentencing, I must admit. So according to the U.S. Attorney's Office, Dalton, if he's convicted, he faces a maximum sentence of 20 years imprisonment on each count, plus monetary penalties, plus restitution. Edwards has pleaded not guilty. His trial date has been scheduled for December 2nd, 2019, in Opelika. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. That's, wow. It's we talk about the opioid issue happening, and, you know, we talk about illegal substances that, you know, the drugs, the cocaines, the marijuanas, the, oh, excuse me, the cocaines, the methamphetamines, I should say. But then when you think about this prescription situation, you hear familiar doctors in the area, and it's concerning.
Yeah, you know, while Jeff Sessions was Attorney General, he put his crosshairs squarely on the opioid industry.
That's right.
And I've seen a lot of doctors going down lately for these false prescriptions. Got to do something, because the opioid epidemic is way too much right now. 725, we'll be right back. More Mobile Mornings on the way.
Talking about Buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscapes about poolscapes. What is a poolscape?
Essentially, the landscaping around a pool. Not just plants or trees, shrubs, flowers. It really is the hardscape around it. Pavers, patios, walkways. If you need a wall around a poolscape, it really does help. Really, it's hot this time of year, so we're putting in lots of shade structures like pergolas or sail shades. Not just palm trees to add shade, but, you know, physical structures. And then we do come in after that and add trees and shrubs and grass and flowers to soften all of that up and make it fit into the rest of the landscape.
But y'all are bringing in the physical structures as well, like the shade sails and the pergola.
It's a really important aspect of the work that we do, and we try to think of everything from the architecture of the house and what's going on, how you're going to use the space. It's just an important part of the program that we implement.
All right, we're going to make our pool literally and figuratively cooler. How do we get in touch with you?
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com, any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. You can give us a call, 251-626
726-3309. 726 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM Motor Cars. Hey, Larry.
Morning, Dalton. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, and we're getting awfully close. Well, we are at the end of the month today, July the 31st, and that usually means some great deals on vehicles. Tell me, what do you have out there on the lot at LCM?
You know, we got a great supply of the 10 grand and under vehicles, including full-size trucks. You know, we always stock those. We got financing on all of them. We put warranties on all of them. But we also got a great selection of late model trucks. We got 17-year models, 16s, 15s, 14s, diesels and gas. So we got a great selection of everything.
And you've always had a great selection, but now with that expanded lot, even more room out there at LCM to get some vehicles.
Absolutely. We've got what we call our truck center over there, so we've had plenty of room to buy more trucks and stock more trucks, so that's helped a bunch.
Let's talk about financing for a second, Larry. What kind of financing options do you have?
We got a great selection of finance options. We got credit unions, we got banks, we got finance companies, we got local lenders, so we got a plan for just about everybody, and we can do it all usually in 30 minutes or less right here on the lot. They don't have to go anywhere else.
All right. We appreciate it. Tell us how we can come see you.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at LCMMotorCars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
That's Larry Kirby checking in from LCM Motor Cars. 727 on FM Talk 106.5. And Kelly, I was looking for some fun stories to talk about this morning. You know how I like my polls, right?
Yes. Well,
Okay, yes. You know how I like my numeric polls.
Okay.
The people go out there. I mean, I've... Well, I won't go any further into that today. Okay, so
you gotta clarify.
But a new numeric poll out there, and a lot of people were asked, you know, about when the right time to say "I love you" is when you're in a relationship. This new survey that's out there found that only 4% of women, they write here, only 4% of straight women want to say "I love you" first before the man in the relationship says it. The other 24 out of 25 women want to hear the guy say it first. They say it's not the only place where women are more happy to let the guy take the lead. Only 19% of women will reach out to someone first on a dating app. Only 14% of women have asked for a guy's number. Only 24% will regularly offer to pay on a first date, and only 15% will initiate a first kiss. Also, 17% of all people said "I love you" for the first time in a text message.
Are you bringing this up because we both have anniversaries that are coming up soon? Is that what this is about?
I don't know.
Separate anniversaries.
Yes, separate anniversaries. Speaking personally, I said "I love you" first, and it was not in a text message. It was face-to-face, the old-fashioned way.
Was Mrs. Orwig, was she surprised, or was she kind of like, well, finally?
She went, "Thanks," like that. No, she said "I love you" back. Aww. So, that was like 7 years ago at this point.
sweet.
I've got more
first
great
comes
stories.
Love, then comes marriage, then comes baby, and the baby
yep,
carriage.
And baby's there right now. More Mobile Mornings on the way, and great stories like that coming up next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. This morning, Pensacola police continue their search for a hit-and-run suspect. That crime happened on West Cervantes Street about 8:15 last night. Police say a man was trying to cross the street when an SUV, possibly a Nissan Rogue, hit him and then drove off. The man was rushed to the hospital and at last check in serious condition. Police say the SUV was black with tinted windows and will likely have front-end damage. Mobile police are searching for two people involved in a deadly shooting on Rickerby Street. It happened last night about 6:30. A witness says she was playing at the park when a car drove up. A man and woman got out and began shooting at a group of boys walking down the street. One person was killed. Police haven't released the victim's name, but neighbors tell News 5 he was 17 years old. Continuing coverage of possible tolls to pay for the Mobile River Bridge and Bayway project, the city of Spanish Fort putting out an official resolution calling for reduced prices. The Alabama Department of Transportation calling for a $6 one-way toll. The resolution specifically asks officials with ALDOT to look at ways to secure more federal, state, and grant funding. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
For over 40 years, Mike Ward's Liberty Safes has made its mark on the Gulf Coast. Everybody knows who we are and that we offer Liberty, an American-made product, plus service after the sale. Help us celebrate our nation's independence with big savings on Liberty's presidential model. For July only, get $500 off and 18 months 0% interest financing with approved credit. Come see and save. Don't buy from anyone else. You'll be glad you did. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes at exit 5B I-65 at Moffitt. Just look for the giant Liberty Safe.
Democratic candidates took to the debate stage last night in Detroit. Medicare for All dominated the program, with progressive candidates Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren defending it, and more moderate candidates warning about costs and effectiveness. Authorities say the gunman who opened fire at the Gilroy Garlic Festival in Northern California had a second weapon, which has been found. Correspondent Josh Campbell.
We earlier reported on this AK-47 type rifle that the subject used. Police telling us that in conducting a search of a vehicle belonging to the subject, they also recovered a shotgun that the subject purchased in Nevada and brought here to California.
According to South Korean officials, North Korea has launched a new round of short-range ballistic missiles. Of the North, Ivan Watson reports.
They seem to be unhappy about the possibility of another round of annual bilateral U.S.-South Korean military exercises that are anticipated.
On Wall Street, Dow futures are higher. I'm John Trout.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. The latest round of trade negotiations between the U.S. and China wrapped up with a stalemate. Envoys for both countries met today to try to end a tariff war, ending the meeting about 40 minutes ahead of schedule with no progress. The stumbling blocks over China's technology policy and trade surplus that caused talks to break down in May haven't changed. The U.S. Federal Reserve makes an interest rate announcement. A highly anticipated cut is probably on the way, the first in a decade. Military representatives from the U.S., U.K., France, and other countries are huddling in Bahrain to try to form an international naval mission to safeguard shipping through the Strait of Hormuz near Iran. Iran seized a British tanker there earlier this month. You love those mini bottles of shampoo from the hotel? Well, the owner of Holiday Inn and Intercontinental Hotels is the latest to decide its nearly 800,000-plus guest rooms will switch to bulk dispensers of bathroom amenities to cut waste. The major indices were off yesterday, but futures are pointed toward a higher market open. That's Your Money Now.
Baseball season is in full swing.
Get your popcorn.
It's a good thing Matt secured his denture with Super PolyGrip. Now he can enjoy the snacks as much as the game.
PolyGrip.
Hey, how are you? So great to see you.
It's that time of year when the family meets up.
Hi, come on. Get together, guys. Family photo.
It's a good thing Jack cleans his denture with Polident so he can enjoy the whole day with confidence.
Polydent.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Petty Poppies, president and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
How can you be sure that your current coffee provider doesn't support a $6 toll on the proposed I-10 Mobile River Bridge and Wallace Tunnel? You can be sure if you buy your coffee from Wayne Biggs, owner of Azalea Coffee Service. He's against those tolls, and he provides coffee and tea and all kinds of break room stuff. Let him know in Montgomery, Washington, and at that secretive hedge fund that we're not going to take it. Get your coffee from Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 today.
This is Wayne Biggs of Azalea Coffee Service, and I approve this message.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
735 on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings, fueled by Azalea Coffee. Man, I am fired up. Got that caffeine in my veins this morning, so I'm ready to roll and ready to talk to staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Dalton.
It's 75 degrees outside of our studio right now, and I imagine that won't stop there today. It's going to get a little bit hotter, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we actually started in the upper 60s this morning, so it was quite pleasant. But by mid-afternoon, we're going to be in the 90s, most likely around 93 today, and could be even a little bit warmer than that tomorrow. There is just a slight chance that a thunderstorm could form in the afternoon, but the air is still quite dry. And that's keeping those thunderstorms down. But things will change as we move on into the weekend. We'll get back to what we normally expect in summer, and that is those scattered afternoon thunderstorms. Now, tonight, look for a low of about 72 under partly cloudy skies. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny again. And we'll see a few widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms. And it looks like tomorrow we could get up as high as 95 degrees. Now, looking ahead to Friday, mostly sunny with some scattered afternoon thunderstorms, again up to about 95. And over the weekend, it'll be more humid. Look for mostly sunny skies Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, and a few afternoon thunderstorms for both days, and high temperatures will be in the lower 90s. And looking ahead to Monday, partly cloudy with a good chance for afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s. So enjoy the low humidity that we've had for at least a couple of days, and then as we get into Friday and the weekend, the humidity comes back.
Back to fogged up glasses. Can't wait when you walk out of the when you walk outside, Dr. Bill. As we look at the hurricane season right now, it's tough sometimes to keep up with the names because so many storms come and go. But right now, there are two named storms, Eric and Flossie, out the Pacific Ocean. You don't want to get hit by Hurricane Flossie. But what are we looking like in our area?
Right now, it's quiet across the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean, but we do have a lot of thunderstorm activity that is over the island of Hispaniola as well as Puerto Rico. And that shower and thunderstorm activity is moving into the Bahamas. It doesn't look like it will develop. It'll just stay as an area of disturbed weather and kind of move up the East Coast. We are watching, though, a rather strong tropical wave that's halfway between the Caribbean and the African coast. That area has a chance of developing once it gets a little closer to the Caribbean. So we're going to be watching that over the next few days because it could develop into a tropical depression. And another tropical wave is now moving off the African coast. So things are really beginning to fire up out on the Atlantic.
All right. We appreciate it, Dr. Bill. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Dalton.
That's staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, eyes on the tropics all hurricane season long. You got to come right here to FM Talk 106.5 to get that kind of information. But yeah, the naming of storms, where are we going with this? We've got a Flossie.
Flossie. How did they spell that?
F-L-O-S-S-I-E, Flossie. Now, I normally look at the list of names for hurricane season when they come out months ahead of hurricane season. I don't remember seeing Flossie on the list. Not sure what comes up for G, but I'm sure it's something crazy.
What G thing? I mean,
I don't know. I'm going to have to go back and check the list. Hopefully, we don't hear from a storm G anytime soon.
Right.
But if we do, Dr. Bill Williams will have all of the information that we need to know about that. Coming up in just a few minutes, we've got more news headlines with Kelly Finley. Also, traffic with Kane. And we'll come back for more Mobile Mornings right after this.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we meet Marquise Forge, CEO of 1186 Water from Autauga County, Alabama. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hi, I'm
Kim Trest, and I've been with Roberts Brothers for over 17 years. Give me a call at 251-377-8008. Call today and find your dreams a home.
According to Marquise Forge, Autauga is a Native American term for good water. And Marquise is capturing this artesian water from the earth below his plant and bottling it in Autaugaville, Alabama. This new business, barely a year old, has given his depressed community some much-needed pride and hope. And the marketplace is loving this exceptional product. First, the water is very good. But when you hear his story, you, like me, may never buy another brand of bottled water again. Listen to What's Working Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. Southbound 65 right before airport off to the right. You've got an accident without injury. State troopers are clear, but again, beyond that, we've had a great start. No problems coming in from the Eastern Shore, the Bayway, the Causeway, and northbound 65 from Pritchard to Saraland. We've seen no problems. Again, Tillman's Corner and Theodore, we're clear. Family-owned Terraform Land Company can help with tree and stump removal, land clearing, and they do driveways too. Licensed and insured, offering free estimates. They're the tree removal experts at Terraform Land Company. Call 253-4077. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. It's 7:41 now on FM Talk 106.5. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Wednesday. Sean Sullivan will be back soon. Don't forget to check out podcasts of all the local programming here on FM Talk 106.5. And we have a ton of local programming. Just such a wide variety of voices they're heard on this station. You know, we've got Bill Finch and Plain Gardening, and that comes on Sunday mornings, 9 to 11 a.m. Right before him, Sip and Chew with Mike and Stu. And then Randy Bergen and Danny Spivey with the golf show after Bill Finch and Plain Gardening. Two Guys and Some Change, the new Sweet Home Canabama show on Monday nights at 7. We've got my sports show Monday nights.
Don't forget your show.
So a little bit of everything for everybody. Mm-hmm. And if you miss any of those shows or want to try something new out, just go to FM Talk 106.5 and click the podcast tab. You can hear all the shows, Mobile Mornings and Midday Mobile. Heck, you can go back years at this point. Also, go ahead and subscribe and have them hand-delivered to your phone, or I guess cloud-delivered to your phone. iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio has podcasts, so you can get them pretty much anywhere.
Love that.
Get the podcast, and you'll appreciate it, I promise. 7:43 now on FM Talk 106.5. Time to check the headlines for this morning. Here's Kelly Finley.
I have to say, I'm still stuck on Flossie, though. But Flossie. You during the break, you figured out why you had not heard of that name?
Yeah, I completely forgot. Uh-huh. They have a separate list of names for the Atlantic storms and the Pacific storms.
Okay.
So we're talking, you know, out there in California, and they ended up with Flossie kind of off their west coast heading towards Hawaii. Up next for the Pacific, Gil.
Well, I'm glad the F was not Faye like my mother, because that's a bad mamma jamma. You don't want to mess with that one.
Here in the Atlantic, I think we're waiting for the sea storm. Somebody can correct me. I know we had Barry, but Chantel will be next. Chantel.
Mm. Let's not even say her name.
No.
Okay, big hello to Dr. Walt Vickers. He and his office staff listening to us this morning. Thank you so much. We appreciate your ears. And all of you who listen as well, it is 7:43 in your Wednesday morning. This just came up on my timeline from the AP. This is from Washington. Here's what it says. The latest on President Donald Trump's plan to lower prescription drug prices. The Trump administration says it will set up a system allowing Americans to legally access lower-cost prescription drugs from Canada. The Health and Human Services Secretary made the announcement this morning. He is a former drug industry executive and says U.S. patients will be able to import medications safely and effectively effectively with oversight from the Food and Drug Administration. States' drug wholesalers and pharmacists would act as, they'd be like the liaison for, you know, patients who are looking for lower cost prescription drugs. The administration's move comes as the industry is facing a number of consumer complaints over drug prices. So President Trump is supporting a Senate bill to cap medication costs for Medicare recipients. I mean, that just popped up less than 2 minutes ago. That's a big deal. That is a huge deal. So that's what's coming out of Washington. Let me get you caught up here locally. The search continues for a missing teenager from Fairhope. Fairhope police took to Twitter saying, "We're still looking for John Carter Keene. If you have information, please call the Fairhope Police Department." This young man has been missing since July 20th. He's 16 years of age, 5'11", weighs 125 pounds, has brown hair and brown eyes. If you have information, please call 251-928-2385. And then there's this. He received a 21-gun salute. His name is Jake. Jake is the Alabama K-9, known as the best narcotic-sniffing dog in the state and, quote, knucklehead in a kind way. He was honored at a memorial service on Tuesday after he died searching for drugs during a prison sweep. The 5-year-old became ill back on July 18th. They think that he uncovered synthetic street, either marijuana or a drug known as flaca. He unfortunately died 2 days later after developing pneumonia and other complications. So not only did Jake receive a 21-gun salute, he also had a traditional bugle playing of taps. He also received a commendation from Governor Kay Ivey and eulogies from so many. And listen to his impressive career, Dalton. He discovered 211 grams of cocaine, 2,412 grams of methamphetamines, and 25,436 grams of marijuana. His handler, Sergeant Quentin Jones, tearfully remembered his canine partner.
Aww.
This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you very much, Kelly. Quarter till 8 here on FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, I've got your sports news, including some huge breaking news for the New Orleans Saints. This went down just about 12 minutes ago. I'll fill you in on that and the rest of your sports news, and we roll on with more Mobile Mornings after this.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools in Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Watch out for people riding bikes. It's not just courteous. Now, it's the law. The new 3 Feet for Safety Act requires that drivers give at least 3 feet of space when passing bicyclists. More and more people are commuting and touring Alabama on bicycles. As the number of cyclists on our roads increases, so does the need for safe driving. So slow down and give cyclists 3 feet of room. Follow the rules of the road and watch out for each other. Learn more at drivesafealabama.org. Sponsored by ALDOT, the Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
This information update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy Allegri Farm grown okra for $1.29 per pound. Red, white, or black grapes, 99 cents per pound. And jumbo eggs for only 99 cents per dozen. Open 7 days a week, Allegri Farm Market in Daphne. Fresh from our farm to your table.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson says the city will move forward with the remaining finalists to develop the Mobile Civic Center site. The Cordish companies from Baltimore will tackle the project. The announcement comes about a week after one of the remaining two finalists pulled themselves from consideration. News over the redevelopment of the Civic Center site has caused tension the past few weeks between the city and Mardi Gras organizations. Investigators are still trying to figure out who killed a man in 8 Mile. 21-year-old George Leverett III was found shot and killed on Indian Springs Drive Monday night. Authorities say he was found leaning out of a car. The Mobile County Sheriff's Department is investigating. The Florida Department of Transportation will hold another public meeting over the U.S. 90 Pedestrian Safety Improvement Project. Some of the suggested improvements include reducing the size of traffic lanes, along with adding crosswalks, new signals, and lighting. Construction is estimated at $7.5 million. The meeting is August 13th from 2 to 4 at the Fricker Community Center on F Street in Pensacola. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
USA Women's Soccer head coach Jill Ellis steps down after winning back-to-back World Cups. The New Orleans Saints come to a record-breaking deal with their top wide receiver. Also, Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green's injury, worse than originally thought. It's 749 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. News breaking within this last 20 minutes. Ian Rappaport from NFL Network reporting that the New Orleans Saints and star wide receiver Michael Thomas have reached a blockbuster five-year, $100 million extension. Rappaport says this contract makes Thomas the highest-paid wide receiver in NFL history, and he's also the first non-quarterback offensive player to sign a $100 million contract. So the Saints lock up their top receiver and one of their top offensive players for the next 5 years. In more NFL news, Cincinnati Bengals wide receiver A.J. Green expected to miss multiple regular season games after undergoing ankle surgery on Tuesday morning. Green was carted off the field on Saturday on the Bengals' first day of practice. Initial reports from Cincinnati were that Green had suffered a torn ligament in his left ankle and would only miss 6 to 8 weeks. Now head coach Zach Taylor says the injury was a little more extensive than the team initially thought. Taylor did not provide a timetable, but did say that he expects Green to miss multiple regular season games. Tennessee Titans running back Derrick Henry and Indianapolis Colts quarterback Andrew Luck both sidelined right now while dealing with strained calf muscles. Henry, the former Alabama Heisman winner, will be out for 2 weeks and is currently in a walking boot. ESPN's Adam Schefter reports that that injury is not serious and the team is currently being cautious. Luck, who's also a Heisman winner, is expected to miss at least the next two practices and possibly longer. Luck says he's been dealing with the left calf strain since April, but is not considering surgery. In soccer news, Jill Ellis, the U.S. Women's National Team head coach, announced yesterday that she is stepping down from her position. The news comes less than 1 month after Ellis guided Team USA to a second consecutive World Cup title. In a press release, U.S. Soccer said that Ellis will coach the national team through a five-game victory tour before she officially steps away. As head coach of the national team, Ellis has won 8 tournaments, including those 2 World Cups. She has a record of 102 wins, 7 losses, and 18 draws. Now, U.S. Soccer will focus on hiring a general manager and new head coach before the 2020 Olympics. The MLB trade deadline set for 3 p.m. this afternoon. Last night, a big one went down with a 3-team deal between the Cleveland Indians, Cincinnati Reds, and San Diego Padres. Cleveland traded right-handed pitcher Trevor Bauer to Cincinnati, and they'll get outfielders Yasiel Puig and Franmil Reyes in return. The Indians and Padres will also receive several prospects in the deal. Before Puig was traded, he was a small part of an on-field brawl last night between the Cincinnati Reds and Pittsburgh Pirates. Pirates went on to win that game 11-4. In other games, the Atlanta Braves held on late to defeat the Washington Nationals 11-8. Atlanta's Josh Donaldson hit a 3-run homer, and the Braves took an 11-1 lead before the Nationals scored 7 straight runs in the 7th, 8th, and 9th innings. Paul Goldschmidt homered for the 7th time in 8 games, and his St. Louis Cardinals beat the Chicago Cubs 2-1. Philadelphia beat San Francisco 4-2, and the LA Dodgers beat Colorado 9-4. In the American League, Tampa Bay beat Boston 6-5. Arizona beat the New York Yankees 4-2. Houston shut out Cleveland 2-0. Toronto beat Kansas City 9-2. 7:52 now on FM Talk 106.5. That is the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
Good morning, everyone, from the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center. Southbound 65 right before airport on the right side. They've got an accident without injury. Should have the wreckers on the scene, not affecting too much traffic. Again, from Spring Hill to Moffitt and 65, you're seeing some backups, but no problems across the Bayway. Daphne to Spanish Fort, it's a good ride in. Saturday night, August 10th at Mobile International Speedway, it's school bus racing with your Pure Stocks, the Pro Trucks, Sportsmen and Outlaws, and Spectators. Racing. Find out more at mobilespeedway.net. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 5 minutes till 8 on FM Talk 1065. This is Mobile Mornings. Dalton Orwig and Kelly Finley in with you on this Wednesday. Sean Sullivan will be back tomorrow morning. He'll be back. So we'll be back to business as usual, I guess, even though I am enjoying this Wednesday morning. It feels great outside, and I'm enjoying listening to Kelly Finley and her news headlines, and that's what we have coming up next.
You know, I try to bring the heat every morning.
Yes, you do.
You know what I mean? K-Finn in the house. 7:55. Thank you, Dalton. Good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday to you. All righty, we're talking about your money this morning. First, it was Equifax, then it was Capital One, and now it's scammers. We warned you that this could happen, and it's happening. The Federal Trade Commission is warning, quote, beware of fake websites claiming to be the Equifax settlement claims website, and that you'll never have to pay a file. You never have to pay to file a claim for these benefits. Anyone who calls and tries to get you to file a claim is almost certainly a scammer. So as far as the Equifax settlement, this is the result of a 2017 data breach, which exposed information on more than 150 million people. They're offering eligible consumers up to $125 in cash or identity protection services. The payments are part of a total $425 million settlement from the data breach. The agreement includes up to 10 years of free credit monitoring and cash payments of up to $20,000. But you need to show that you lost the money due to the data breach. If that's you, you can file a claim by going to EquifaxBreachSettlement.com. One more time for those in the back. EquifaxBreachSettlement.com. The deadline to file your claim is January 22nd, 2020, but you won't see any benefits until January 23rd, 2020 at the earliest. Okay? So now you know. Then there's this. If you're interested in running or walking, or maybe running and walking, the MPD Crime Prevention 5K Run Walk is coming up, so they want you to mark your calendars for Tuesday, August the 6th, 6:30 p.m. Registration and post-race activities take place at Bienville Square, which is at 150 Dolphin Street. Pre-registration is available online right now. You can go to raceroster.com or in person at McCoy Outdoor Run and Try or Fleet Feet in Mobile or Running Wild in Fairhope. There's going to be special prizes handed out to those who may break some records. I won't reveal my entire hand. I'm just going to tell you, if that's you, if you're going to do the 23rd annual Crime Prevention 5K Run Walk in downtown Mobile, best of luck to you. You're a stud or a studette. I admire you. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5, because I'm only running if a monster is chasing our children.
There you go. I try not to run my hardest sometimes. And that means I try not to run at all.
I'm just trying to keep it real.
There you go. 7:58 on FM Talk 106.5. Mobile Mornings rolls on with Hour 3. Coming up next, we'll talk with Jeff Poor, writer for Lanyap. Breitbart, also on the air at WVNN up in Huntsville. Got a lot to talk about with the Democrat debates last night. Also, did you forget we've got a Senate election coming up, too? We'll get his take on what's going on here in the state and nationally, and a whole lot more on Mobile Mornings as FM Talk 106.5 rolls on right after this.